Honestly, the sharp altcoin rally over the weekend has cooled off, and it feels like the market took a pause after Bitcoin softened and broader risk appetite eased.
That's right. Several altcoins posted double-digit gains, but the momentum has faded, and traders are now wondering whether that was a genuine breakout or just a short-lived relief bounce driven by thin weekend liquidity.
Bitcoin has slipped about 1.1% since midnight UTC, and even that modest drop has had a noticeable chill effect on the broader crypto market.
In isolation, 1.1% is not a major decline, but it has been enough to dampen enthusiasm across altcoins and the wider crypto complex.
What makes it more interesting is that NASDAQ 100 futures are up about 0.3%, so traditional tech stocks are not in full risk-off mode.
That creates a mixed market. Tech equities are showing some strength, while crypto is testing whether its weekend momentum can carry into a more active trading session.
The main reason the altcoin rally paused is that altcoins are the most volatile part of the crypto market.
Exactly. They tend to rise faster than Bitcoin when sentiment improves, but they also reverse quickly when momentum fades.
And I think several factors likely contributed to this pullback.
The first is profit-taking. After a strong weekend rally, traders often look to lock in gains.
Double-digit moves in a short period naturally attract traders who are eager to take some money off the table.
Even if the broader market remains constructive, rapid gains can create a natural pause as early buyers sell into strength.
That is especially common in altcoins, where positioning can become crowded very quickly.
Second, weekend liquidity was thin. Institutional traders, market makers, and larger desks are often less active on weekends.
That can allow prices to move sharply in either direction, but those moves are not always supported by deep liquidity.
When weekday trading resumes, the market often reassesses whether the weekend move was sustainable.
That reassessment can lead to a pullback, particularly in higher beta assets such as altcoins.
Third, risk positioning shifted. Altcoins are highly sensitive to changes in risk sentiment.
If investors rotate from speculative assets into larger, more established names, or if they reduce leverage, altcoins usually feel the impact first.
The fact that Bitcoin is slipping even as NASDAQ futures rise suggests that crypto is not currently benefiting from the same bid as tech stocks.
That divergence points to a more selective market rather than a broadly bullish one.
Bitcoin remains the key reference point for the rest of the crypto market.
A 1.1% drop is not alarming by itself, but it can influence how traders interpret the broader setup.
If Bitcoin continues to weaken, altcoins are likely to struggle to hold their gains.
But if Bitcoin stabilizes and resumes its uptrend, the weekend move could be viewed as a consolidation phase rather than a failed rally.
For now, the market appears to be in wait-and-see mode.
Traders are likely watching whether Bitcoin can hold key support levels, whether trading volume returns, and whether altcoins can reclaim their earlier highs.
Without those signals, the momentum from the weekend is likely to fade.
Several factors will shape the next leg of the market, and Bitcoin's price action is the most important.
Sustained weakness below short-term support could pressure altcoins further, while a recovery would help restore confidence.
Equity risk appetite is also key. If NASDAQ 100 strength continues, but crypto lags, it may signal a rotation away from speculative digital assets.
Volume and liquidity matter as well. A rally supported by stronger participation is more likely to last than one driven by thin weekend flows.
Finally, altcoin leadership will determine whether the market is broadening or narrowing.
If the strongest performers can hold their gains, it would suggest broader strength. If they fail, it would indicate fading momentum.
The bottom line is that the weekend altcoin rally has lost steam and now looks more like a pause than a confirmed trend change.
Bitcoin's modest decline, combined with mixed signals from equity futures, suggests a market that is still deciding its direction.
Until Bitcoin stabilizes and altcoins show clearer follow-through, traders should expect choppy price action and a heightened chance of pullbacks.
The easy money from the weekend bounce may be over, but the broader trade is not necessarily dead.
The next few sessions will be important in determining whether the market resumes its uptrend or enters a deeper correction.